There are dual hearings in Washington today related to the ongoing investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The Senate Intelligence Committee is questioning current officials from Department of Homeland Security and the FBI, as well as state election officials. The House Intelligence Committee is questioning former Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson. NPR's national security correspondent Greg Myrie has been listening in. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Robin.
And first of all, set the scene for us, will you? Because we've been hearing about so many investigations. We've been hearing about investigations into Russian interference in the election, as well as investigation into possible collusion with Russian interference by members of the Trump campaign. So where are we?
Right. The past week or two in particular, the focus was was there obstruction from the president or somebody in his administration blocking these investigations.
Right.
Today's dual hearings got back to the question of Russian interference and what it was trying to do, the computer hacking that it was doing into state election systems, and what did the government know about it last year.
And is it pretty much confirmed, is the widespread thinking on the part of these lawmakers, that there was Russian interference?
That has certainly been the consensus, and Jay Johnson, who was the head of Homeland Security until January, at the beginning of his testimony today, he said, Russia interfered with our election. That's a fact, plain and simple. He wanted to be as clear as possible.
Right. And in his prepared testimony, this former Homeland Security Secretary, Johnson, said that to his knowledge, the Russian government didn't alter ballots or ballot counts. Now, we have heard that before. It's thought no votes were altered. He seemed to confirm that today?
He did. That's still as far as he knows,
yeah.
But he's been out of office since the beginning
right.
of the year. So that's as far as he knows.
So did we find out more about what the Russians tried to do?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, what we learned I thought was most interesting, just the thought process, this delicate balance that he and others were trying to strike of alerting the public. Last summer, they knew this was going on, but not wanting to be seen as partisan or influencing the election. One really important point he made, may have forgotten, was Donald Trump was talking about the fact that this election might be rigged. They didn't want to be playing into this notion that the election was somehow being undermined. But they did want to alert people to the risk. And this was a balancing act they were playing all last summer and fall.
Well, he was also asked whether the Democratic National Committee asked his department for help after the committee was clearly hacked. And he said they didn't want his department's help at the time. Why?
Yeah, this was quite striking as well. He said on an almost daily basis, he was asking his staff, what are we doing about this hack into the DNC? And he kept getting the same response. The DNC had a conversation with the FBI. They say they've got a private security firm looking into it. They say they're good. They don't want our help. Johnson said in retrospect, he wished he had taken a sleeping bag and just camped out in front of the DNC headquarters seeking mm-hmm. access so they could provide some assistance here.
Yeah. He also noted that some states were hesitant to get help from DHS after they had cybersecurity attacks. Here's what he had to say about that.
State election officials are very sensitive about what they perceive to be federal intrusion into their process. I heard that firsthand over and over. This is our process. It's our sovereign responsibility. We're not interested in a federal takeover.
Greg, what else did you hear that you want to share in the minute we have, and what are we going to look forward to?
Well, Jay Johnson said that, you know, when he came into office in 2013, counterterrorism was far and away his top priority. By the time he left this January, he felt cybersecurity was an equally important issue to be dealing with. That was the advice he gave to John Kelly. He said there needs to be much more work done with the states. Voter databases in particular are his main concern. He said there were some promising notes that most of these databases are kept off the internet, but he just says there needs to be a system of best practices, what works, what doesn't. He says the cyber threats are going to get worse before they get better.
Greg Myrie, NPR National Security Correspondent, thank you.
My pleasure, Robin.